This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Cities and towns across the country are scrambling to find ways to keep up with costly infrastructure repairs to their roads and bridges. Although President Obama is seeking $500 billion in next year's budget for highway funding, some places aren't waiting around for federal aid and are spending their own money. As WABE's Molly Samuel reports, voters in Atlanta recently approved $250 million bond package to patch potholes and spruce up crumbling sidewalks.
Here's a taste of what city officials are talking about when they say that Atlanta has infrastructure problems.
We never got our final paving.
Jerry Hicks lives in a subdivision that the developer didn't finish building. He came to a public meeting a couple weeks ago to tell the city about it.
All of the manholes are above the ground. As a matter of fact, people have ruined their cars because they've hit those man covers.
Recently, voters overwhelmingly approved a $250 million infrastructure bond package. It'll raise money to repave streets, fix up fire stations, and replace things like the Cortlandt Street Bridge in downtown.
The original structure is approximately 105 years old. About 50 years ago, it was reinforced with steel beams.
I'm standing under it with Richard Mendoza, Atlanta's Commissioner of Public Works.
No, I think what we're doing is trying to stop the bleeding, if you will.
And now we're standing near signs warning that pieces of the bridge might fall on us. Mendoza says the city put off repairs during the Great Recession. Now it's racked up an infrastructure backlog of about $1 billion.
Atlanta's not alone in having a large pot of issues to try to tackle.
Heather Alhadeff is an urban planner in Atlanta. She says decrepit infrastructure is a problem for cities all over the country. Like lots of other urban centers, Atlanta's population doubles on weekdays. But half of those people aren't paying to keep the place up.
You know, if I came to your house and used your driveway and flushed your toilets and used your mail and your garbage, and everybody on the block did, you know, your infrastructure would wear down faster.
The bonds will only raise enough money to address a quarter of the city's needs, and exactly what they'll be fixing isn't decided. Atlanta basically asked voters to support the idea of infrastructure repairs. The city council is supposed to finalize the project list soon. In Atlanta, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.